Well, we're currently developing a feature film, a drama based off some of the characters and the situations in this documentary. So at the moment we're writing a screenplay, and also we have a couple of other feature dramas, because we direct and produce drama as well as documentary. Another couple of feature films that are in development with the Australian Film Commission and New South Wales Film and Television Office. So
I think the one we're most excited about is the drama inspired by Bomb Harvest, because once you've entered this incredible world where we filmed Bomb Harvest with bomb disposal specialists and villages built out of bombs and children collecting bomb scrap metal, it gets into your heart and you can't leave you. So hopefully that will be here. Yeah, so hopefully we'll see this film at Zagreb in, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years' time.
Well, yes. For a documentary. Yes. Look, it was a Australian. I mean, a bit like us. We're educated people, but we didn't know the extent of the bombing in Laos, and that there were so many deaths still happening today. So I think Australian audiences, they found it really interesting to find out about something they didn't know about. They also, Australia have got a kind of a wacky sense of humour, and our main character, because he's a funny guy, he's a funny guy over big bombs, they really responded well to him, and sort of he's very playful. So they really liked the film, which was nice. It was, it got great reviews, but for us it was what was most important to see also what was happening with the audience. And in Australia we did, I don't know how many Q&As we did?
About
12 question and answer sessions, which was really nice to see how the audience was reacting. And they really liked the film. I think they found it interesting but also very entertaining, which is sort of what you want with a film. There was a short version that's been on television in Australia, but it was a cut-down version to, I think it was 52 minutes, 55 minutes. But it wasn't as interesting film. It had much less Lao content in it. And you'll see when you watch the film, the Lao characters are great. There's the main Lao character is, he's an ex-monk who's funny. He's making up for lost time. He's been a monk for 13 years. He likes drinking, he likes women, and he's a translator for a bomb disposal team. So there's some lovely Lao characters in there too. The children are gorgeous characters as well.
Also, we've got our distributor who's based in London, has got TV sales to Spain, Germany, and also Discovery. So, and they've got a lot of interest throughout Europe particularly as well. So hopefully it'll be on European television screens, you know, probably later next year. Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose it's going to be on film, not theatre.
Yes, yes.
So are you going to film it on the same locations? It sounds like it's going to be even more demanding to film.
Well, I mean, I think, as Sylvia would tell you, that probably what we'd have to do is, because the story, it's probably a little bit more political, the story, but we'd probably film most of it in Thailand, which is a very similar environment. But what I would like to do as well, and what Sylvia would like to do, is we'd still like to cast the kids, the children from Lao, and find bomb scrap collecting children and cast them into those roles. So, I mean, I'm sure we'll end up with a couple of probably star actors from Thailand and also maybe America or Australia for the lead roles, but we'd like to mix that up with getting the real children who collect the bomb scrap from Lao.
But, it will be a challenging one. I think it will actually be easier than the documentary, because we won't be filming around live bombs for a start. We'll have pretend bombs. So that's much easier right from the word go.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you, Eileen.